This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abam. I hope everyone's having a wonderful day. I would like to share with you three powerful ideas from the Rebbe of Heschel of Krakow in the Sefer Chanukas HaTorah on Parashas Vayetze. The pasuk says, "V'hine Hashem nitzav alav," and behold, God was standing on him, meaning on the ladder. Rashi says, "L'shamrai," to guard him. The question the Rebbe of Heschel addresses is, how does Rashi know that that's why God was there? Why was Hashem? How does Rashi know Hashem was standing on the ladder to guard, to watch over Yaakov Avinu? The Ribbono Shel Olam could have been there for many different reasons, among which is Hashem is speaking to him. So, the Rebbe of Heschel brings something astounding. He says, we know the Malach, v'hinei malachei Elohim, oylem v'yardim. They went up and they went down. The Malachei Chutz Aretz went up, and the Malachei Eretz Yisrael then came down. Question, why did the angels first go up and then the new angels came down? Shouldn't the new angels have come down first, and then the angels who were with Yaakov Avinu could have gone up? Why were they oylem v'yardim? They should have been yardim v'oylem. First the new angels should come down, and then the old angels could leave. You know what the advantage of that would have been? This way Yaakov Avinu is not left without protection. Because the way it happened, where the angels first went up, so in the interim, until the new angels came down, Yaakov Avinu was left without protection. Oh, says the Rebbe of Heschel, that's how Rashi knows Hashem was there to guard him, because there was a lapse in the guard, in the Shmira. There was a lapse in the protection. How does Rashi know Hashem was standing there to protect Yaakov Avinu? Because why were the Malachim Oilim and then Yardim? They should have been Yardim and then Oilim. This way Yaakov Avinu would not have been unprotected. The reason they were Oilim for Yardim is because in fact there was no lapse in protection. The Ribbono Shel Olam was standing there guarding Yaakov Avinu. Then the pasuk says, "Achein yesh Hashem b'makim hazeh va'anoichi lo yadati." Indeed, God is in this place, and I didn't know. Why did the pasuk have to say? Why did Yaakov have to conclude, "And I did not know"? He should have just said, "Indeed, God is in this place." Of what relevance is it whether he did know or he didn't know? That's what we call too much information. Why is it necessary to say that Yaakov, why did Yaakov have to say, "I did not know"? The Chanukas HaTorah says that we find in the Gemara that dreams are affected by one's thoughts during the day. The Rebbe Reb Heschel brings from the Gemara, nobody ever dreamed about an elephant going through the eye of a needle. The reason why nobody ever dreamt of that is because nobody ever thought that. Because nobody thinks that an elephant could fit through an eye of a needle, nobody ever dreamt about an elephant going through an eye of a needle. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm sure you've never dreamt that an elephant went through an eye of a needle. And the reason is because you never think that. Now, the Medrash says on the words, "Achein yesh Hashem b'makim hazeh," definitively, for sure Hashem is here. So you might ask, how do you know for sure? Maybe it was a dream. Maybe Yaakov was having a dream. How did Yaakov know that Hashem was there? Maybe it was a dream. The answer is, no! V'anoichi lo yadati, I never knew Hashem was here. You can't say this was a dream and I was thinking about it during the day that Hashem was here. I didn't know Hashem was here. So obviously if I'm dreaming, it's not a dream, it must be a nevuah. Because it can't be a dream, because I never knew Hashem was here. So Yaakov said, V'anoichi lo yadati, to confirm that it was really the presence of Hashem, says the Rebbe of Heschel. Okay. Rachel Imenu says to Laban, Vatoimer Elavia, Perek Laman Aleph Pasuk Lamed Hey, Al Yichar Be'enei Adoni, Don't be angry, Dad. I can't get up. The way of women is upon me. The Gemara says, how do I know Avodah Zarah is metame? Ma nida metama b'masa? Kach Avodah Zarah metame b'masa. From here we learn that Avodah Zarah and Nida has one din, has the same din. Now Rachel stole the Avodah Zarah to keep her father away from Avodah Zarah. But Rachel did not want to violate lying to her father. And she needed to come up with an excuse why she couldn't get up, but she didn't want to have to lie. So what she said was, I can't get up, I have Tumas Nida. And Tumas Nida is synonymous with Tumas Avodah Zarah. So Lavan thought it meant that in fact his daughter was menstruating. But she wasn't. She just had Tumas Avodah Zarah. But in order to say it in the most truthful way, under the circumstances, she used an expression of Derech Nashim Li. Okay, be it as it may, these are three insights from the Rebbe of Heschel. Number one, how does Rashi know Hashem was there L'Shamrai? Because otherwise there was a lapse in the Shmira. Why Yaakov Avinu said, I didn't know. That's to prove that it wasn't a dream, because he never thought about it during the day. And the expression of Derech Nashim Li was not just an excuse, but a halachic way of making her words as truthful as possible. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.